Revelations.
请大家翻开启示录。
Revelations chapter 4, verses 9 to 11.
第四章第九到第十一节。
We don't normally look in Revelations to talk about our youth, but today we have a special occasion.
我们很少用启示录特别讲到青少年的一个主日，那今天是一个比较特别的场合。
As we're flipping, I just want to make a slight correction. Minister King Fai informed me that the Chinese title in the Chinese bulletin is actually a little bit off.
我们就发现这个在你们的周刊里面的中文的翻译，这个今天讲到的题目有一点不太正确。
We really appreciate our office staff like Mrs. Wu and Judy for the good work that they do.
不过我们要谢谢在办公室的姐妹们的工作。
But sometimes I don't communicate with them that well, so.
可能我讲的时候没有讲得很清楚我的意思。
And these little things happen.
所以有些时候这些事情会发生。
Okay, do we have Revelation chapter 4 in our Bibles?
启示录第四章。
Before we read it, I want to ask you a question.
开始读之前我想问大家一个问题。
What are our teenagers like?
我们的青少年他们的生活是如何？
You see them around the church.
有些时候在教会里面看到他们
They gather in little groups and they talk amongst themselves.
他们有些时候 一小群一小群的自己在讲话
They form a really tight little circle.
他们很亲热的一个小组
And then when you approach them,
当你去跟他们谈话的时候
seemingly they ignore you.
然后他们对你不理不睬的
They wear strange clothes that you don't wear.
他们穿一些奇形怪状的衣服
A couple of years ago, I tried wearing those big baggy pants.
那几年前我就穿了那些很宽的那个裤子。
Now, I'm not the thinnest guy in the world.
那我不是很瘦。
So you combine me and baggy pants, not good.
所以像我这个身形的再加上那个很大的那些裤子。
What are our teenagers like?
我们的青少年是怎么样
?We saw a very good skit performed by some of our youth.
刚才我们从这个戏剧里面我们就看到一点点。
I just want you to know Ting Ting never went to jail.
我要郑重声明一下婷婷。从来没有做过癫。
She's actually a very nice girl.
其实她是一个非常好的女孩子。
But they presented a portrait of what some of our teenagers go through.
可是他们几个人就表演了，就是我们青少年人他们所经过的一些困难。
Perhaps we as adults have some presuppositions about teenagers.
可能我们作为成人的，我们对我们的青少年人有某一种的想法。
Perhaps some of us can remember what we were like when we were teenagers.
我们也可以回想到，当我们是青少年的年代的时候，我们是如何。
Today's passage in Revelations may give us a clue as to what teenagers are like.
这个启示录第四章这一段让我们可以看到青少年的一部分。
I'm going to read first in English and I'm going to ask Minister King Fai to follow in Chinese. So please follow with me, Revelations chapter 4.
我们先读英文然后读中文。
Verses 9 to 11. Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever,The 24 elders bow down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay down their crowns before the throne and say, You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things and by your will they were created and have their being.
每逢是活物将荣耀、尊贵、感谢归给那坐在宝座上活到永永远远者的时候那二十四位长老就俯伏在坐宝座的面前，敬拜那活物，活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说：“我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。”
The text describes the author's vision of heaven.
这里讲到在天上的一个的意象。
Don't be mistaken though, the interpretation is not children will be on the throne and parents bow to them.
这个不是说那个儿子在这个宝座上，然后呢做父母的来敬拜这个儿子。
Rather, the author describes what heaven is going to be like.
这里乃是讲到在天上的时候，那个是怎么样的样子。
When we gather in heaven, all creatures will bow down before him, rightfully so.
当我们在天上的时候，所有的人都来敬拜我们的主。
Think back to your greatest experiences in worship when we sang and prayed and fellowship with God and with each other.
我们可以回想到我们有一些时候在敬拜那非常投入的时候，我们如何把荣耀尊贵交给我们的主。
Imagine doing all those things 24/7.
可以考虑到，如果我们是每一一周七天，一天二十四小时是这样的敬拜。
We worship God in spirit and in truth forever.
我们用心灵和诚实，永远的来敬拜我们的主。
So you see in verse 10, the 24 elders bow down before the Lord.
在第十节里面特别讲到二十四位长老，他们俯伏在宝座面前来敬拜我们的主。
Just a point of theology, theologians are not sure who these 24 elders exactly are.
神学家他们不确定这二十四位长老是谁。
One theory is that the 24 elders represent the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles of Jesus.
有一个解释呢，就是讲到这二十四位长老，十二位是代表十二个支派，以色列十二个支派，另外十二位呢是代表十二个使徒。
We won't be sure until we get there, but then when we get there, we'll find out.
我相信到天上的时候，我们就会知道到底是哪一个是对的。
I'm sure our reaction will be, oh, the 24 elders, oh, that's who they are.
那个时候说，哦，原来是这样，就是这二十四位长老。
And we see John Bing there.
希望看到张兆斌在那里。
The main idea is that they represent the body of Christ in worship.
主要就是说，这二十四位长老代表了所有属于主的肢体。
It's a perfected version of the things that we do here.
是个在我们地上所做的更完美的一套。
We worship God, but we're imperfect on earth.
我们在地上敬拜神的时候，我们不完美。
We'll do it in perfected form in heaven.
但是在天上的时候，那个是一个非常完美的敬拜。
The poetry of this imagery is that when believers fall down, believers at the same time as they're falling down, they lift his name.
这里给我们一个图画，就是信徒们，我们俯伏在地，我们就高举主的名。
So you see in your bulletins the verb falling down, I think in your Chinese bulletin is a different verb for falling down. It's actually the act of bowing down.
所以这里说我们就要俯伏在地，高举他的名。
However, the humble posture of bowing down is not limited to heaven.
可是我们这样谦卑的态度来敬拜主，不单只在天上可以这样。
When Christians humble themselves and serve other people, we are bowing down, falling down here on earth.
当我们在地上彼此服侍的时候，我们也是俯伏在地上。
You need humility before you serve other people.
我们需要学习怎么样谦卑自己来服侍别人。
Let's be honest. When was the last time we asked ourselves, are our interests the same as God's interests?
我们有没有问自己，我们最有兴趣的是不是上帝最有兴趣的？
All the things I'm passionate about, the same things that God is passionate about.
我最关注的是不是都是上帝最关注的？
God is interested in caring and justice.
上帝对于地上的公义非常的关注。
God loves caring and justice.
上帝也非常喜欢公义在地上。
I am interested in myself.
我呢？我对自己有兴趣。
I wake up every morning thinking about myself.
我每一天起床的时候想到的就是想到自己。
What am I going to wear?
我要穿什么？
Where am I going to go?
我要去哪里？
Who am I going to talk to?
我要跟谁讲话？
How can I get benefit for myself?
我怎么样可以把自己对待得更好一点？
To be honest, there was one time before Sunday worship.
我记得有一次在主日的早上。
It took me 25 minutes to tie my tie.
我花了25分钟才把领带打好。
I couldn't get this little dimple on my tie over here.
那这里有一个小小的污点，我没法子把它挪走。
My wife was in the car waiting for me.
那我太太呢，在车子上面在等我。
She's honking the horn. Let's go.
她在那边哔哔哔，快快。
We are interested in ourselves.
我们对自己有兴趣。
Our faith is made real when our interests match God's interest.
可是当我们的兴趣跟上帝的兴趣一致的时候，那我们就可以把上帝表现出来。
When we love the things that God loves, our faith is real.
我们爱上帝所爱的，我们的信心就活活的活出上帝来。
God sees and recognizes need all over the world.
上帝看到这个世界有许多的需要。
God plans and promises to help all those things.
上帝也希望帮助有需要的人。
What's the solution?
可是他的方案是怎么样呢？
It's us.
就是透过我们。
It's you and me.
透过你，透过我。
Our teens in this church have a victory chant.
那我们的青少年他们有一首诗歌他们很喜欢的。
Okay, you guys help me out. One group of teens would say, God is good.
他们就说上帝是好的。
All the time.
常常是这样。
All the time.
常常是这样。神是好的。
As believers, we've tasted God's mercy. And we know that he is indeed good.
我们作为信徒，我们尝过主恩的滋味，我们就知道上帝是好的。
The problem is, How would non-believers ever know God is good?
可是问题是,还没信主的人,他们怎么知道上帝是好的呢?
They have no reference.
他们没有一个坐标,
They've seen no evidence of God's goodness.
他们也没有看到上帝的美善的一些的例子。
God's plan is for His church to be much more than just a metaphysical body.
上帝对教会的要求不单只是一个好像形而上的一个团体。
The body is more than symbolism.
我们这个作为上帝的肢体不只是一个象征。
When someone who needs love receives love from Christians, the body of Christ is in work.
当人透过教会领会到上帝的爱的时候，这个就是教会的功用。
When people who need love receive love from Christians, they know that God is indeed good.
然后当人在透过教会经历到上帝的爱的时候，他们知道上帝是美善的。The
body of Christ is us when we pursue God's interests.
我们就是基督的身体，我们要追求上帝的美善。Our
teens today have a hunger to experience God more deeply than you and I can imagine.
我们当中的年轻人，其实他们对上帝有非常渴望的心。
Today's culture is pluralistic and distant. Pluralistic and a lot of choices in religion.
今天的文化是多元的，然后也是有各种不同的宗教。
Our culture makes God's presence distant and indistinct.
我们的文化叫上帝模糊不清。
Every and any object is worthy of worship.
好像每一件事情,每个东西都值得敬拜的。
For example, a person is despised if he eats a cat.
那比如说有人在吃猫的时候,我们就会说,怎么会搞?
Oh, the cat's so cute!
那猫是非常可爱。
How can you eat it?
那你怎么可能会吃猫呢?
I don't eat cats.
那我不会吃猫的。
But if a person in this country worships a cat, he's a valuable member of society.
可是有些人就是对猫看作一个社会里面非常重要的一员。Our
teens are hungry for God's presence in their lives.
我们的青少年人他们非常渴望上帝在他们的心中。For
them, it's not enough just to pursue the bling bling.
To bling?
Material possessions.
Material possessions. This is a new culture, I don't understand. 那您现在年轻人不单只在追求那些物质的事。
Our teens are glad to serve God because it anchors their faith in their lives.
其实我们的年轻人非常喜欢追求上帝在他们心里面。
Our teens humbly and enthusiastically embrace falling down because it is an act of worship.
他们很愿意匍匐在地来这样的来敬拜我们的主。
Let me give you quickly some examples of how our teens fall down.
让我举几个例子。
Last autumn, I'll give three examples. I'll start with last autumn. Last autumn, we went to the headquarters of a longtime partner of our church, Boston Project.
那去年秋天，那我们就有一队的这个青少年人，我们就去在 Dorchester那一边一个 Boston Project.
They acquired a brand new house from which they will have their new headquarters.
他们刚刚购买了一个房子，要成为他们的总部.
The house was in terrible shape.
可是那个房子呢，非常旧.
The previous occupants had left it in a dirty state of disrepair.
以前那个房的这个主人
I saw teens charge into the house as if it's their very own.
那些年轻人到了那边，就把这个房子当做是他们自己的。
One of the places they charged into was the basement of this house.
然后其中一个地方就是这个地下库。
It was dirty, filthy, and dark.
非常的肮脏，非常的黑暗。
And among the refuse they found in the basement were diapers.
然后在那些垃圾当中呢，他们看到有一些的已经非常脏的那些baby的那个尿布。
Not brand new diapers in a box.
不是新的尿布啊。
Let's say they were used before.
我们这样说好了，那些尿布是曾经用过的。
But yet they cleaned it up.
那我们的年轻人就把那些都把它整理干净。
Because they saw in a few months from that point, that house we used for ministry.
他们相信那个房子
Children from around the neighborhood will come into the house and be tutored and hear the word of God. They fell down to worship God. Our teens frequently go out to Boston to minister to the homeless and poor people.
不单如此,我们的年轻人也常常去波士顿的市中心的地方来服务那些无家可归的人。
Let me ask you, how many of you be brave enough to do this ministry?
我不晓得我们当中有多少人愿意这样勇敢的去做。
For about 2.5 hours, we were walking around Boston Common.
我们在那边走来走去有两个多小时。
And the teams partnering with each other went and sought out the homeless people.
我们的年轻人他们一对一对的这样出去看有哪一些是无家可归的人。
They were armed only with sandwiches and the word of God.
他们带着的在身上的就是这个一个三文治跟一本圣经。
Some had some very scary experiences.
他们也碰到一些非常可怕的经验。
One homeless man started yelling at a group of our teens, and our teens didn't know what to do.
有一个无家可归的人就对着我们的年轻人就大叫。
They retreated.
那他们就退后了。But
not in shame or in anger.
可是他们不觉得羞愧。
They retreated and then they prayed.
他们退后之后，他们就一起的祷告。
How many of us would do that?
有多少人我们愿意这样做？
Our very own Taiwan missions team.
我们去台湾的短宣队。
For months they had planned to go into Taiwan to serve the Lord there.
有好几个月他们都在准备要到那边来敬拜服侍我们的主。
There were teens on that team that would not, if you paid them, go to Chinese school.
那些年轻人如果你就是付钱给他，他们都不愿意参加中文学校。
But yet they learned to say the testimony in Chinese.
可是他们却很用功地学习怎么样用中文讲他们的见证。
They were looking forward to speaking with complete strangers in a language they're not familiar with.
他们期待着到台湾那个地方向着一些陌生的人来分享他们的见证。
For months they trained.
多个月来的这样的训练。
And then the disease SARS hit.
可是呢，这个SARS就临到台湾。
And despite the news that they heard and rumors and all kinds of information, they were committed to go.
虽然他们听到关于SARS的新闻，他们还是决定一定要去台湾。
Some said they would go even if they got sick.
他们说就是他们感染受了感染，他们还是要去。
But sadly, the trip was canceled.
不过很可惜的，那个去台湾的那个短宣队是最后就是我们取消。
And this team's commitment is so strong, they just changed the direction. They're going to the southwest of America.
他们不能够去台湾，他们就说我们去别的地方，他们就会去印第安人的中间来传福音。
Now instead of speaking to Taiwanese or Chinese people over in Asia, they will speak to the Hopi Indians.
那不是现在不是向这些讲台湾话或者讲国语的人来传福音，乃是向那些讲印第安人的话的人来传福音。
They're flexible because they want to serve God.
他们服侍上帝有弹性。They
fall down to worship Him.
他们俯伏在地来敬拜主。
Service by falling down is a hallmark of this generation.
用俯伏的心态来服侍上帝，是这个世代年轻人的一个标志。
It is a sign that God is faithful and He is working in this new generation.
就是透过这个标志，我们看见上帝在这个世代还是继续的工作。
We should give God glory because He is giving these teens a braveness, a boldness that you and I perhaps lack as older people.
我们也应该为这个缘故把颂赞归给上帝，因为他把这些那么用心的年轻人赐给我们。
This generation must continue and persevere because it brings God glory.
我们的年轻人，我们应该继续的努力，因为我们可以把荣耀归给上帝。
This generation must continue and persevere because it credits His message of salvation.
我们的年轻人，我们要继续我们所做的工作，因为可以把救恩带给别的人。
This generation must continue and persevere because they are hard at work bringing God's kingdom from up there to down here.
我们的年轻人，我们要继续的工作，因为我们可以把上帝的国度从天上带到地下。
God's kingdom is here.
上帝的国度在地上。
Not later, but now.
不是以后, 是现在。
Many people here on earth can come to know God because they've seen His body at work.
很多人在地上可以认识神, 因为他看到他的子民的工作。
They have seen that God is real and they will change their minds about faith.
他们看到这些人之后, 他们知道上帝是真实的, 他们的对上帝的信仰就改变过来。
There are real people obeying Him and real people coming down to love and serve others.
看到有活生生的人, 这样的服侍上帝, 他们就相信了。
How should you and I respond to this generation?
我们对我们当中的年轻人，我们要怎么样的反应呢？
God's already involved with our young people.
上帝已经在他们心中工作。
How should the elder generation respond?
我们这比较年长的，我们应该如何的反应？
And when I say elder generation, I don't just mean the parents, but also ICF and Caris and Berean.
我讲到年长的，我不是说只是那些做父母的，乃是包括在大学里面刚刚出来工作的青年。
The elder generation must encourage our teens.
我们需要不断地鼓励我们的年轻人。
We should sponsor them and lend their wisdom to this group of young men and women.
我们需要帮助他们，也是更多的鼓励他们。
The elder generation should feel joy and hope in seeing God's kingdom take root in a new group of people.
当我们看见上帝的国度透过这些年轻人送出来的时候，那我们就要感谢主。
We should consider serving as mentors and guides to this new generation.
我们要把自己看作是在指导他们的，来辅导他们继续的服侍上帝。
Parents, our children are so busy.
我们做父母的，我们要了解我们的年轻人都非常的忙。
They have so many activities.
有很多很多的活动。
We do it because we love them.
我们为什么有这么多的活动呢？因为我们爱上帝。
We want them to have the best, the things that we didn't have.
对不起，是因为我们喜欢他们，我们希望把最好的给他们。
All the things that opportunities that we did not have, we want to give to them.
我们给他们很多的活动，因为我们自己没有的，我们希望他们得着。
May I suggest we need to schedule for the spiritual development as well?
可是让我给一个建议，我们不单只要考虑到他们学很多很多各方面的事情，也要考虑到在属灵方面。Family
should set aside time for the children to serve and to minister to other people.
我们的家庭应该考虑到把一部分的时间分别出来，让年轻人可以服侍主。We
give them so much preparation, so much education.
我们给他们很好的教育，很好的培养。We
encourage their gifts. We give them so many opportunities.
我们也为他们准备很多不同的机会。Have
they ever asked you what's it for?
可是他们有没有问到底这个用来做什么呢?
So you can go to college?
是不是准备要去大学?
So you can get a job?
找到一个好的工作?
So you can have money?
赚了很多的钱?
So you can buy a house?
买到一个房子?
So your children have a place to live?
所以我们的下一代我们有一个地方住?
So they can study?
所以他们有可以读书?
So they can go to college?
可以去大学?
So they can go to work?
可以去找到工作?
And then they can have money?
然后他们有很多钱?
And buy a house and so forth and so on.
然后买一个房子等等等等。
If we give them so much, and just to keep them safe and sound at home, something inside of them will die.
如果我们给他们那么多的东西，然后我们的构想只是他们可以在家里面平平安安的话，他们里面有某一部分慢慢的会消失。
Life will lose its meaning.
生命会失去了它的意义。
And the worst case scenario, they will find something else exciting and dangerous to do.
更可怕的，可能他们找到 另外一件东西，他们更向往、更要去做的。
And when they look for those things, we will become sad.
然后当他们追求那些东西的时候，可能我们就觉得心里面非常的悲哀。
Schedule spiritual development in your child's life.
我们需要有好的计划，把属灵的方面灌输在我们的年轻人身上。
In this passage, we have seen an image of what is and what could be.
我们在这个图画里面看到在天上的那个光景。
In this passage, the apostle paints a beautiful portrait of heaven.
让我们看见天上是如何。
The church falls down before the Lord in adulation.
所有基督徒在上帝的面前俯伏在地。
Here on earth, the church should fall down in humility to serve others.
在地上，教会的信徒们也同样的应该俯伏在地，彼此的服侍。
And when we fall down, we lift up His name.
当我们这样俯伏在地的时候，我们就高举我们的主。
It's a double dose of good news.
这个是双重的好消息。
Not only do we see the portrait of heaven in the future,
不单只我们看到将来天上是如何,
but that portrait of heaven is being realized here today on earth.
而且天上的那个现象今天在地上已经显现了。
Encourage this generation.
我们要鼓励我们年轻的一代。
Support them and pray for them.
支持他们, 为他们祷告。
Lend your help to guide them.
我们要指导他们。
Thank God, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, you are good and faithful God.
感谢主，你是信实的主。
Father, we owe you everything.
我们对主，我们有许多的亏欠。
Father, our lives, our salvation, every good blessing comes from you.
我们的生命，我们的救恩，我们一切的好处都是从你那里来的。
Help us to really embrace this fact that you are the source of all good things.
让我们都尊称，我们说你是我们一切好处的来源。
Therefore, we can surrender these things in our lives to bow down before you and bow down before others.
我们也愿意放下我们生活一切，俯伏在你的面前高举你。
Help us to worship the Creator, not the creation.
帮助我们去敬拜造物主，不是被造之物。
God, we thank you for this generation of teens.
我们为这些年轻人，我们感谢主。
Lord, for the hunger and desire to know you.
为他们对主的追求，我们感谢你。
Father, please bless them as they grow.
我们求主继续的祝福他们的成长。
We need your help as a church to grow together as a community.
我们也求主帮助整个教会做一个团体，我们一起的来成长。
Father, we bow down before you on Sundays and worship.
我们在礼拜天我们这样的敬拜服服。
Help us to bow down before you every day, Lord, to serve others.
也帮助我们每一天都是这样服服的敬拜。
God, we love you.
主啊，我们爱你。
In your Son's name, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名，Amen.